Welcome to the Ecofi Capital Podcast, where we explore the latest trends and innovations shaping the world of business. Today, we're discussing a game changer for entrepreneurs and businesses looking to build software without being tech experts, the rise of low-code and no-code platforms. These tools are helping democratize software creation, making it easier for anyone to bring their ideas to life and launch SaaS products without the need for extensive coding knowledge. In the past, building software was an expensive and time-consuming process that often required hiring a team of developers or outsourcing the entire project. It wasn't unusual for a new startup to spend months or even years developing a product, and even then, the final result might not meet market expectations. But with low-code and no-code platforms, this process has been completely transformed. Low-code platforms allow you to build applications with minimal coding by providing a visual interface where you can drag and drop elements to create functionality. While some coding is still required, it's typically much less than traditional development methods. On the other hand, no-code platforms are designed to be used by people with no technical background at all. These platforms are empowering entrepreneurs, small business owners, and even large enterprises to create custom applications quickly and cost-effectively. For example, if you're a non-technical founder with an idea for a SaaS product but don't have the resources to hire a development team, you can use a no-code platform to build a functional prototype or even a full-fledged product. Let's take a look at an example of a successful micro SaaS product built with a no-code platform. Meet Sarah, an entrepreneur with a passion for fitness and wellness. Sarah had an idea for a SaaS product that would help fitness trainers manage their clients, schedule sessions, and track progress, all in one place. However, Sarah didn't have any coding experience, so hiring a development team or learning how to code herself wasn't a viable option. Instead of letting this barrier hold her back, Sarah turned to a popular no-code platform and began building her product. Using the drag-and-drop interface, she was able to design the user interface, integrate scheduling features, and set up client management systems, all without writing a single line of code. In just a few weeks, Sarah had a fully functional version of her SaaS product. Thanks to the flexibility and ease of use of no-code tools, Sarah was able to launch her micro SaaS product with minimal upfront investment. She didn't need to hire a team of developers or wait for months to get her product off the ground. She could also scale her application as her business grew, using the platform's built-in integrations and automation features to keep everything running smoothly. But while these platforms have made it easier than ever to build and launch SaaS products, they also come with their own set of challenges. One of the biggest concerns is the potential for limited flexibility. While no-code and low-code platforms are highly versatile, they may not offer the level of customization that a fully coded solution can provide. Additionally, since these platforms are designed to be used by non-technical users, it's important to keep in mind that they still have a learning curve. You'll need to familiarize yourself with the platform's interface, features, and capabilities in order to make the most of them. However, with a little time and effort, most people can pick up the basics quickly and start building their applications. For those who are looking for an even easier entry point, many no-code platforms offer templates for common applications, such as CRM systems, project management tools, and e-commerce websites. These templates give you a head start, allowing you to customize an existing template rather than building everything from scratch. This can save you a lot of time and help you get your product to market faster. Another important consideration is the scalability of no-code and low-code solutions. While they are great for launching MPVS in early-stage products, they may not be the best choice for large-scale applications with thousands of users. However, as the technology continues to evolve, many no-code platforms are becoming more robust, offering features like custom APIs and integrations that allow for greater scalability. By embracing the power of low-code and no-code platforms, you can streamline the development process, reduce costs, and focus on what truly matters: growing your business and delivering value to your customers. Thank you for tuning into the Ecofi Capital Podcast. We hope this discussion has inspired you to explore the world of low-code and no-code SaaS development, and consider how these tools could help bring your ideas to life. Until next time.